Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time roaming the Swiss News Alps, herding the day's finest Simmental story cattle to harvest the most topical cuts, which I pair with a reduction of shallot and barrel-aged Portuguese wine to serve you the Madeira Dijon Tenderloin that is my monologue. But sometimes I'm hosed awake behind a condemned retirement home, grab a fistful of discarded lunch meats, toss them into a busted blender with crushed-up Pepto-Bismol, then pour the slurry into an old baby sock to offer you the trichinella-tainted drifter sausage of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
this is right here. It's clean energy. It's pure clean energy is what it is. Meanwhile, amid a student housing shortage, California State Polytechnic University at Humboldt is considering putting students on a barge. Though it is possible that classwork could be affected by housing students on a barge.
Professor, sorry, my paper was late. My dorm had to run a load of bauxite to Singapore.
Meanwhile, in theaters this weekend, Cocaine Bear's box office came dangerously close to taking number one. While in my front yard this weekend, once again, Meth Raccoon came dangerously close to taking my car. You've got a problem. Take some action. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile Ballistic Laser Systems and Go-Gurt Imagineering sometimes come across so many stories about the royal family that we collect them in our Meanwhile subsegment, Sovereignwhile. Sovereignwhile, according to reports, the king's coronation is in crisis after Elton John and the Spice Girls turned down the chance to appear. Sir Elton John is snubbing the king. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's a little bit funny.
That's it. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's it right there. Apparently, England's Ministry of Kingly Festivals or whatever is really struggling to book music for the coronation since, aside from Elton and the Spices, Ed Sheeran, Adele, and Robbie Williams have also turned down the chance to perform at the concert. So right now, the planners are going to go with William and Camilla playing yakety sax on kazoos. Meanwhile, in taking it easy news, apparently the latest workplace trend is something called bare minimum Mondays. Now, normally, I would have a joke here, but, Monday. Meanwhile, across the pond, the UK is experiencing a fruit and vegetable shortage that could last until May. The UK government blames the scarcity in part on poor weather conditions in Spain. Okay, have they tried planting the crops on the plain? Because that's where the rain mainly falls, is my understanding. Meanwhile, news from New York, because New York City thieves are stealing Apple headphones off victims' heads. It involves people on mopeds riding up to victims and snatching their Apple AirPods Max, then speeding off. Good God! What is America coming to? Moped crime? What is this, Marseille? When you get mugged in New York, there are standards. You're supposed to get conked over the head with a lank of rebar and then three rats in a trench coat take your and their getaway car is a cockroach. It's the greatest city in the world. Words to that effect. Second Charles. Second Charles. Meanwhile, in sporting news, Amazon's Jeff Bezos is considering a bid on the NFL's Washington Commanders. Well, that'll be exciting. The receiver can just order the football and then sign for it in the end zone.
More meanwhile, after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I spend most of my time in the old news workshop hand-shaping the finest story mahogany into an elegant, continuous curved frame with tapered legs, then adding the most topical goose-down cased cushion so that you may lounge on the exquisite 18th-century Hepplewhite bow-back settee that is my monologue. But sometimes, while fleeing through the docks after punching a police horse, I rip a dirty tarp off an abandoned boat and jam the corners into some lampposts with a rusty butter knife and an old rail spike, and then nod off in the filthy drifter's hammock of news that is my segment. This is the only relaxation I need right there. Meanwhile, in royal haunting news, after the Queen of England passed away, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, adopted her beloved dogs. And now she says that Queen Elizabeth's ghost makes her corgis bark, claiming, "When they bark at nothing and there's no squirrels in sight, I believe it's because the Queen is passing by." Possibly. Or, hear me out, it's the ghost of a squirrel. Either one. Either one. Meanwhile, Michael B. Jordan apologized to his mom for his sexy new Calvin Klein underwear ad, saying, "Before the steamy photos dropped, I was like, my mama's gonna have to see this. I'm sorry, it's out there. I've got my business all out in the streets." Literally. I can totally relate, Michael. I had to apologize to my entire family when they released my ads for Euro Sausage Swim Slings. Meanwhile, after a robbery in Philadelphia, a U-Haul van took Philly police on a chase that hit speeds as high as 90 miles per hour. 90? Now we know what you was hauling. Ass. Meanwhile, an international archaeological mission has uncovered the remnants of what is believed to be a 5,000-year-old restaurant in southern Iraq. Researchers identified it as an ancient restaurant when they found the remains of a bartender doing coke by the dumpster. Somebody. I've worked in a lot of restaurants. Somebody's doing coke by the dumpster. Meanwhile, as I have not previously reported, Flacco the owl escaped from the Central Park Zoo last month, worrying his keepers, obviously. But now they say he's doing well living in Central Park and hunting the city's plentiful supply of rats. Although, thank you for your service. Although, keep in mind, these are New York City rats, so Flacco has to bring them down with a 50-cal Bushmaster. Meanwhile, a Chinese tech inventor has rolled out a new kissing device that allows monogamous lovers separated by long distance to virtually smooch using silicone lips. The device has only just been released, and I'm being told someone's already gotten their penis stuck in it. The device is very upsetting. Wow. That's a very upsetting image. Wow. That's very upsetting. The device is called Remote Kiss because it is not remotely a kiss. Meanwhile, a toddler ratted out a fugitive's location to Kentucky cops. Not a great story for the prison yard. How'd you get caught? Meth deal went south and my crew turned on me. You, Braden was mad because I limited his screen time. Here's what happened. Police were looking for a woman with multiple warrants. They broke into a living room full of grown-ups who refused to say anything. But suddenly, the toddler stood up and said, "She is inside the room next to the bathroom, and it is good to be honest. We shouldn't lie." Clearly, someone hasn't read the classic children's book, Where the Snitches Get Stitches. Meanwhile, freshly twice-retired quarterback Tom Brady is rumored to be considering a new career in stand-up comedy, with one insider claiming Brady does a great impression of former teammate Rob Gronkowski. Though, to be fair, so does a cinder block. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.